Every day, we're building a brand, whether intentionally or unintentionally, as the drifters do out there. The strongest brands aren't remembered because they try to appeal to everyone. They're remembered because they consistently communicate who they are, what they stand for, and especially how they make people feel. Our brand isn't our logo, our website, our title, or our business. It's the emotional experience people associate with us. Think about brands like Nike, Apple, or Disney. Before we think about their product, services, or solution, we think about how they make us feel. The same principle applies to our personal and professional brands. People don't buy products. They buy identity, belonging, community, transformation, trust, and as Blaine teaches, possibilities into reality. The question isn't, what do we sell? It's, what transformation do we represent? In order to build a brand and a brand identity, we need to enjoy that consistent, persistent pursuit of our essence. The first lesson today that I want to discuss, which will be available at david@dmeltzer.com, is building a brand with purpose. Blaine, strong brands begin with clarity, focus, intention. When we know why we exist and who we serve, every decision becomes easier and is aligned with our essence, which the overused terms of authenticity is aligned with our essence. So many times different companies may offer the same service, but the one with a clear purpose and a mission creates the deeper loyalty and attracts better opportunities where people buy from them and sell for them for life. Purpose is foundation. Foundation to self, foundation to brand. Everything else is built upon purpose. You always talk about the for the sake of what, the purpose of what we're doing. Why is it applicable to your brand that it is a foundation the same as it is to self?
Otherwise, I mean, if it's not applicable to your brand, to how you go to market, you become a commodity. And when you become a commodity, you're interchangeable with anything else and everything else. So, when you and I first got together, 15 years ago or whatever it may have been, something like that, a long time ago, we started collaborating on compassionate capitalism, a journey to the soul of business. That soul of the business is really what we're speaking about here when we're talking about brand with purpose. How do you articulate that purpose within the context of what makes you as an organization unique? And the way that I've defined soul, it's the blueprint inside of everything that tells us what it is and what it can become. And if you can tap into that and actually articulate that well, that literally becomes your brand identity. And you begin organizing everything around that. And that is a unique declaration of the value you bring to the marketplace. The possibility that you open up for people. And, you mentioned both Disney and Nike or Apple, take your pick here. They are unique organizations and they have a unique brand identity that is consistent with the soul of what makes them what they are. That's what we're looking to actually facilitate.
To that foundation, we also need to define who we serve. And so, understanding it's the purpose that's tied to who we serve for the sake of who, for what, building messaging around purpose rather than products is a great way to create a foundation for building our brand. If anybody wants to learn about how to build a brand with purpose, how to use purpose as a foundation, get the exercises and guides, get the replay of lesson one or the whole lessons today. David means beloved, at D, first initial. Meltzer means servant. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson, discover our dominant archetype. lesson number two. People connect with personalities, not business. They connect with cultures, not corporations. Archetypes help us communicate with consistency while creating emotional connection, trust, and culture. So many leadership coaches may naturally communicate as a hero, while an educator may lead as a sage. Neither's better. They simply attract different audiences and teach different methodologies, modalities, and lessons. Our archetype isn't about changing who we are. It's about amplifying who we already are. This, Blaine, is aligned with the greatest lesson of the three letters that confuse the multitudes. The three letters are I am. I am is the architect, and understanding I am in its simplicity and complexity is so important in discovering who I am or discovering our archetype. What should we be taking inventory of to discover our dominant archetype that can help build our personal and professional brands?
That's a great question, and it's one that comes up pretty frequently in some of the work I do with the leaders that I work with. What I've landed on, it's something that Buckminster Fuller started articulating years ago. And he saw himself as a verb, not a noun. And when you can begin to think of yourself, as a verb, there's action in verb. Noun is static. But the verb describes that brand promise in a very interesting way. So it becomes literally the doorway to the archetype. So when I started playing with this, years and years and years ago, I landed on a verb. I teach, therefore I am. And that opened up the door to, understanding a little bit about my archetype that I go to market with. The brand of Blaine Bartlett is not, the same as the brand of David Meltzer. There's a different verb that's in play. And the same can be applied to the organization. The company is a verb as well. And that verb, again, verbs are, by definition, action generators. So you land on the verb that best describes what it is that you intend to deliver. And that becomes the archetype for the company as well as for the individual leaders.
Yes, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I exist, yep. And educatum ergo sum, I educate, therefore I exist. Two different dominant archetypes to identify, reflecting our natural capabilities, our skills, our knowledge, our desire. And this allows us to consider how others already perceive us by paying attention to what people think, say, do, feel, and believe about us, picking out maybe some simple things for you to do that seem extraordinary to others. Let's build our messaging around that dominant identity instead of trying to appeal with everyone. If you want to learn how to discover your dominant archetype, blank ergo sum or sum, then email me, the dumdum, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. The third lesson in building brand identity is creating consistency in all the behaviors aligned with your divine direction. Create consistency in all the positive, aligned, divine, devotional behaviors, because recognition, acknowledgement, enlightenment come from repetition. The more consistently we communicate our values, our practices, our execution model, our voice, our message, the more rememberable, remindable, recollectable our brand becomes. The world's strongest brands that you see today on World Cup, for example, flashing on the screens, all the recognizable brands that you see there, the world's strongest brands rarely surprise us. They just keep reinforcing the same promise over and over again. It is consistency that creates credibility, and it's credibility that creates trust. And we talk about consistency a lot. And some people talk about creating consistency in everything that they do, think, feel, say, or believe. But I particularly believe we have to be a little bit more concise and definite in our purpose, and that we need to be consistent with the behaviors aligned in our divine direction. This credibility only works if we're consistent with the right behaviors, not everything we do.
Yep. That's where the values of the organization come into play. Quick little anecdote. When I was working with Nokia, the telephone group, back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, I cannot recall a meeting that I was in where there were four or more people and there was a decision to be made where the values, and there's four values, there's only four values, where the values of the company weren't brought to the table and that decision was vetted through those four values. And they weren't looking for a unanimous fit. They were looking to understand, how does this move that we're about to make, this decision we're about to make, impact who we say we are? Because values guide behavior. And it was that awareness that allowed for consistency in delivery. And that's what we need to be able to do. Otherwise, we start drifting. We do something that's expedient, that seems to make sense in the market context, but not necessarily in the alignment context. We want to consistently align who we are with the behavioral drivers, which are our values. That's the brand promise. You can count on us for this. And we're consistently, in a narrative sort of a way, communicating, this is real. This is real. You can count on it. It's authentic.
Yeah, and people love that consistency to rely upon, because any type of value based on certainty relieves us of our greatest emotional interference, which is uncertainty or fear, which creates more interference as well. And understanding our timing and risk tolerance, perceived value, and bottom line also delivers our strongest brands and reinforces the trust and credibility that come along with it. If you want to learn about that framework and those values that create consistency in the divine direction, email me, your beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. David at dmeltzer.com. By the way, me repeating my email is exemplary of building brand identity as a beloved servant. It's just within what I do, within this context and this training, but email me to learn more about it. Lesson number four, lead with emotional connection. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. Facts inform us, but emotions inspire action. People remember, remind, and recollect how we make them feel long after they've forgotten what we've said. A keynote speaker, many, may share the same business strategies as others. In fact, the same business strategies that has been taught for hundreds of years. But the one who creates inspiration, confidence, and hope will be the one who is unforgettable. Emotional connection, the emotional attachment, the emotional value is the bridge between what we pay attention to, what we give intention to, and the loyalty to buy from us and sell for us for life. Emotional connection goes both ways, because it can work for us or against us, Blaine. How do we make sure that emotional connection is working for us, not against us?
Two things come to mind immediately on this. One is, and it's something that I work with my clients on all the time, how do people feel about themselves when they're in your presence? How do they feel about themselves? Do they feel empowered? Do they feel uplifted? Do they feel inspired? The company delivers a product or a service. How do people feel about themselves when they're in their presence of your product or service? Steve Jobs was masterful with this at Apple. That customer experience was always in the forefront of every decision that they were making. And, you know, just to kind of practicalize this, if that's a word, net promoter scores. Yeah, you know, you get an NPS, structure in place, and all of a sudden you're actually measuring how effective your messaging is being. And I say your messaging, your brand promise being delivered. Net promoter scores. Do people actually promote your brand? Do they become brand ambassadors because they feel good about themselves in the presence of your product or service? They feel uplifted. They feel like a possibility can be realized. That's where the magic is. It's an emotional connection.
Beautiful. If you would like to learn more about why people buy on emotion for logical reasons, how to connect with people emotionally for those logical reasons, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. You also can get the replay of this entire training, including the bonus section with Blaine Bartlett, his Q&A of the day, the Ask Me Anything session following these lessons. Lesson number 5, attract the right people by being at your essence. And we talk about the essence, the frequency, the vibration that creates authenticity. Being authentic to your brand does not mean you are at your essence. It just means that you are consistent in portraying the values of what you deliver. I believe it goes beyond that. When you attract the right people, you need to be at your essence, your frequency. Yep. Because a strong brand doesn't just try to attract everyone. It attracts the right people while naturally filtering out the wrong ones. I had a client of mine, a billionaire, who hired me to, initially he wanted 1 million followers. I said, that's easy. You can buy 1 million followers like so many of these guys did out there. But I want you to think about, you do not want 1 million followers. You want to attract the right people. Come back to me and tell me who those people are and how many you really want to attract. And he came back to me and said, you're right. I don't want 1 million followers. I want to find 7 of the right people. Why is that? Well, because he had 7 $5 million villas to sell in Exuma. He figured out that finding the right people would move the needle for him. So many brands like Harley Davidson, we mentioned Disney earlier, they serve different audiences, but yet both have extraordinary loyalty because they remain at their essence. Mm-hmm. They remain not just authentic, but authentic to their identities. And this alignment of trying to please who you need or want or align to please instead of everyone strengthens your influence, not weakens it. So many companies and people try to please everyone and they end up pleasing no one. Blaine, what can we do to help facilitate, to make easy understanding that what other people think, know, do, say is none of our business? We got to remain at our essence and stay authentic to our identity.
Well, it starts with what's that unique blueprint that wants to be expressed. That unique blueprint isn't going to be attractive to everybody or even every market sector. So it's going to be difficult for me to identify the who unless I'm clear about the what. So I need to be very clear about the what are we? What is it that is trying to be expressed here? And then here's where people get tripped up, I think, so frequently, is they immediately go from, I think I've got this what figured out. Now, how do I do this? The how is way down the line. The next question is, who is the best fit for the what that we're offering? That's the sequencing question. What's the unique blueprint that we're bringing to market? Who is the best fit? Then we can begin exploring the how. But don't get the how in front of the horse in front of the cart here. This is kind of the old euphemism.
Yeah, that's part of the 5 daily practices, knowing your what, what you want in your divine direction, aligning the meaning of the past, who can I help and who can help me? Then how can I utilize the 24 hours today in doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. In other words, with definiteness of purpose, not drifting in the 24 hours every single day, including my sleep, but instead living on purpose, with purpose, for the sake of purpose as itself. And the laws of attraction apply. And just remember, everybody, that when you're at your essence, when you're authentic to your identity, 10% or approximately, because everybody knows 99% of all statistics are made up, but about 10% of the people will hate you no matter what. 10% will love you no matter what, if you're at your essence. And through consistent behavior, you'll start attracting more of the 80% that may not get you or are aware of you the first time around. And so understanding this equation of adaptation and adoption, understanding that clarity, harmony attracts alignment through the what, the who, the how, to create the now, moving possibilities into reality, and then applying our why by being at our essence, authentic to our identity. If you would like the 5 daily practices, if you would like to learn about the right way to attract people, places, things, events, and circumstances with your essence, what authenticity of identity is, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. david@dmeltzer.com. The final lesson for today, Blaine, is align our brand again. The meaning of our past, align it with the meaning of our past. Align it with the thoughts, perception, intention, and behaviors. Align our brand, in other words, with who we really are, with the educator ergo sum, the cogito ergo sum of I am, and therefore this must exist. The most influential people, places, things, circumstances, events, the most influential brands are built through the alignment of the past with the divine direction in the future, tied into our purpose, our values, our messaging, and our intentions, what we do say, think, feel, and believe. As long as it tells the same story, then trust will naturally flow. Every piece of content, in person, on the phone, via email, and social media, reinforces the values that we stand for. Our brand isn't something we create. It's something we consistently become. This idea of alignment of the past, the present, and the future, of our thoughts, our perceptions, our meaning, our intention, and our behaviors, are absent of results. Why is it that when we aligned our brand with who we are, we don't have to worry about results?
Here's a way to think about this. It's almost in the form of a koan, you know, Japanese koan, Zen koan. I wash the dishes because I wash the dishes. I get clean dishes as a result of that. But I wash the dishes because I wash the dishes. So decipher that a bit. The alignment, I pay attention to what I pay attention to because I pay attention to it. It's now just a part of who we are. It's what we organize around. It has been such, you know, we've so consistently reinforced it internally that we can't not pay attention to this. This is why the power of that verb notion comes into play here. Yeah, I wash the dishes because I wash the dishes. I get clean dishes as a result. I do leadership in a certain way because I do leadership in a certain way. I go to market in a certain way with a promise because I go to market in a certain way with a promise. The net result is whatever that is going to be in, you know, clean dishes, metaphorically. So that's essentially what we're working with. And we need to be able to find a way to audit that. Because we get inside and we're in a little bubble here. You know, is it showing up in the way we think it is? I mean, Jeff Bezos said, you know, your brand is what people say about you after you've left the room. So I want to listen to what people are saying.
Yeah.
And just check it every now and then.
It's so true and so good to align our brand with who we are And, you know, the result side of it, it's so interesting, you know, quitting smoking, right? So many people, their thoughts believe, I need to quit smoking, but they want the result instead of saying, if I never put a cigarette in my mouth, I never put a cigarette in my mouth. The results are I quit smoking. And it's quite simple. And the wisdom that lies in simplicity is perfect. When we align our brand as a non-smoker, for example, with who we are by aligning our past mistakes, setbacks, failures, defining moments, historical relevances with our behaviors, that will provide the divine direction and the results will come naturally with no attachment. If you would like the guides from the alignment of our brand with who we are, if you would like to learn about the continuum from the past, present, and the future, aligning the meaning of the past, expanding our self-image, all the things that come along with it, email the beloved servant, David at, pin right there, david@dmeltzer.com. In conclusion, the brands that leave a lasting impact aren't the loudest.
Right.
They're the clearest. They're the highest of frequency. The influence grows when people know exactly who we are, what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, what we believe, and how we help them become better. Every reminder of a collectible and rememberable brand, from global companies to trusted leaders, has earned the acknowledgement and recognition through consistent essence and emotional connection. Remember that people don't remember. Remember that people don't remember anything we say. Remember they remember the identity we consistently represent for the sake of making them feel the real you, the real you that you're becoming. If you want to learn more about building brand identity, if you'd like the replay of this training, if you like the guides, the exercises, my book, Let Me Be Your Beloved Servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I want to thank everybody for joining us every Wednesday, watching the replays and asking the questions and participating in this. Now I'm blessed to leave it to my mentor, coach, and teacher, the world business consultant himself, A Greater Mindset, Heart Set, and Hand Set, is available to you. Stay on and ask questions of Blaine Bartlett or email him, blainebartlett.com. He'll move your possibilities into reality. Blaine Bartlett, God bless you.